You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the water, and I'd like to give you information. Ask me for what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, the Common Sense Show, and you're listening to the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We're glad you could be with us. And we're going to be talking to Doug Hagman this hour. It's been a while since we've talked to Doug. A lot has gone on, and it's going to be a fast-moving hour. But first, I need to tell you, who brings us this show? And we just have some terrific sponsors, people I absolutely love and respect. And when we choose advertisers for the Common Sense Show, we choose people who I think have something to really offer of value to our listeners. We're not just selling stuff to be selling stuff. We turn away far more advertising offers than we absolutely use. And that's why I hold these people in such high regard. We're brought to you by, in part, ReadyMadeResources.com, my good friend Bob Griswold. I call him King Prepper because he has everything that you'd want to have, from communications equipment to water filtration to night vision. He finances the high-end sales. He'll talk to you personally and tell you, hey, this is where you're at with your prepping. This is where I think you need to, what you need to do. How many people do that for free? No one else I know in this business, but Bob does. Go to readymaderesources.com and look at what they have to offer there, and then give Bob a call. Make sure you tell him that I sent you, Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. Also, we're brought to you by Renaissance Precious Metals. Now look, when I talk about products, I don't just try them out and look at them. A lot of times I'm a customer, and I'm a customer of Bob Griswold. I'm a customer of Steve Quayle and Renaissance Precious Metals. I've got gold and silver, and I plan to acquire more in the near future because the prices are ready to explode because of all the hoarding going on. And ladies and gentlemen, if you think that your cash, you think the fiat dollar is in trouble, you're worried about what's in your bank, take your excess cash and do what we did in our household, and that's convert it to precious metals that'll hold their value. I've done it. You can do it. And Steve will tell you if this isn't for you. And I know he's told a lot of people that, but he'll also help you out if he can. What do you do? Well, you simply give him a call. Call him at 406-586-4842. And then finally, we're brought to you by what I think is the best storable food company in the world. And I refer to them as preparewithdave.com because they gave me my own little website. It's pretty cool. And as you know, I used to sell storable food in huge blocks. And I went to them and I said, people can't afford this. So they made up a 4-week supply. Fantastic. And I said, how much? And they said, $250. And I said, oh, can we bring that down? I got a lot of people who are in need, and let's be willing to take a little less money here. And they said, okay, how about $99? I go, sold. Perfect. So not only do we have great storable food, 25-year shelf life, no glyphosates, no GMOs, restaurant-quality food, you're also getting it at the best price in America. And I'm going to tell you, this isn't going to go on forever. And they told me, while supplies last, Dave, we've limited offers to 2 per customer per day. Come back the following day and order again. But this is our way of ensuring that everyone gets a fair chance to stock up on food. And you've heard Steve say it. You've heard most of our guests on here say it. You need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, medicine, alliances with your neighbors. We can help you with that food. Now, here's what you do. It's really simple. Go to the website. Open up your browser and put in preparewithdave.com. You don't need a coupon code. You don't need anything else. Preparewithdave.com. And that's all you got to do to start protecting your family today. Well, I want to mention one other thing here before we go to our guest, Doug Hagman. You know I've had lots of trouble on YouTube. YouTube is an absolute joke. They demonetized me the other day for telling the audience why they needed to vote if they wanted to keep conservatives in power. So telling people to vote now gets you demonetized. And I have an offer, and we've been in negotiations, and I have an offer from the largest podcast company in America, and we're working out the details now. Contracts are coming next week. And I'll be able to make a big announcement at that time. So it's not that we're leaving YouTube, and I'd encourage you to go to our YouTube channel, but we're going to expand into the podcast world. So a lot of you said, Dave, I want you to have a daily radio show. Well, I'm about ready to have it, and it's the largest one in the country. Nope, you could probably figure out who that is, but I don't want to say any more until I sign the contract. So I'll have an announcement on that probably next week at this time. And I hope that you'll follow us. But we're still on YouTube, and we're here, and I'm glad you're here. And also here with us is my good friend, Doug Hagman, of the Hagman & Hagman Report, which I often say, if it's not the best show on radio, it's certainly one of the top three. And I think it's really the best. The guests they get are fantastic. The show format is terrific. So let's welcome in Doug Hagman. Hi, Doug. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. All your sponsors, by the way, Golden, back you 100%. And I would urge all of the listeners to support Dave Hodges' show and the sponsors. So good stuff. Let's get right down to brass tacks, shall we?
Okay, buddy.
All right. So, this past week, can I start, or you want to ask me anything, or can I just?
Well, I think the biggest thing in the past week is the Peter Strzok volcanic explosion. And, and I just love what Trey Gowdy's been saying. I know there's sound bites and he's a politician, but I love what's going on there. What's your take on all this?
Oh, man. Okay. Well, number one, the Strzok hearing. At least the public end of it. I understand he was interviewed in camera before, but the Strzok hearing that we saw this past week shows how deeply corrupt D.C. has become. The defiance, the chaos, the hubris, it rules the day. And that, of course, is, I mean, there's no other way to explain that. Now, I think there are a number of key points, and not the sound bites, not the Louis Gohmert tearing into Strzok for his infidelity, although I got a lot of appreciation out of that, and not even some of the Trey Gowdy stuff. I believe the biggest bombshell of this hearing was the verification. And it took, by the way, it took Jim Jordan, I believe, three times to get to the point where the Strzok admitted that he received, or the FBI more appropriately received, the dossier. Ultimately, it was the dossier, but they called it documents from Bruce Orr. And, of course, Bruce Orr and Nellie Orr are very important players in this. This, what we saw this week, in my view, is nothing more than verification that, number one, the nation, our nation, is under attack from within by communists, not democratic socialists. Well, that's what they call themselves. Not socialists, they're all birds of the same feather, and then, of course, is the communist. We have been infiltrated by communists. We've been infiltrated by Muslims. We've been infiltrated by a group of people, complements of the globalists that accelerated under Barack Hussein Obama / Barry Sotero, but also assisted by George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton. Go back a number of years up to Reagan, I suppose, and everyone beyond Reagan is responsible for what we're seeing today. And the weaponization of the intelligence world, the intelligence community, the weaponization of all federal departments can be traced back to the globalists, the deep state, of which the which is, by the way, a subset of the shadow government. The shadow government, according to Kevin Shipp, is part of the deep state, or part of the shadow government. Yeah, the deep state is part of the shadow government, and that's who's running the show. And of course, everyone's familiar with the SES and the permanent bureaucracy, the permanent state that appears to be running things. But here's the before I get into the takeaways, I think from what was stated yesterday. I think what people have to know is the level of frustration in this country is off the charts. No one's being perp walked. No one's being put in cuffs. Well, Manafort, I guess, thrown in solitary for something nothing to do with Russian collusion. You've got an out-of-control special counsel filled with nothing but Hillary Clinton sycophants. You've got and donors. And how anyone can believe that some game of 3D chess is going on behind the scenes with Sessions and Rosenstein and Mueller and going after Hillary and 40,000 plus indictments. Look, I know the PACER system. Don't even go there. Okay, I'll get emails, hate emails about this.
Okay. But Doug, listen, I don't censor. And I have you on here because I respect your opinion to the highest degree. I don't care what the blowback is. If that's where the data takes you, that's what you got to say.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, look, I've been an investigator for, I don't know, 33, 34 years. That longer than I, which is amazing since I'm only 39 years old. But yeah,
I'm 38. I got you beat.
You're a younger brother. But look, this country is in a civil war right now. We are in a state of chaos like I've never seen in my lifetime, and that's living almost six decades. The bottom line is this: we are in the fight of our lives, and I said something yesterday that, and I know I'm kind of going all over the place, but bear with me. I said something yesterday that at some point what is that saying? The tree of liberty needs to be watered by the blood of tyrants and patriots. That's where we're at. Now, I'm not advocating violence. All right, I'm not. Don't take it. However, if violence is, you know, meets me at my front door, I'm gonna meet it head on. Now, I might be only good for the first 30 seconds or so and have to fight the rest of the time from a recliner. But the fact of the matter is, you know, I'm gonna meet that violence head on, and there ain't no snowflake, there's no man child soy boy that's gonna Antifa transvestite, you know, it ain't gonna happen. So they want to bring a fight on. Let it be in my generation, let it be with me, so our children can live in peace. Now, yeah. Having said all that, the Strzok testimony to me is exhibit A in the hubris of the deep state, because this guy, I wanted, you know what, if I was sitting up on the dais, I would have walked down there. And it's a good thing that I'm like I'm not elected, because I'd be impeached immediately. I'd walk down there, smack that smirk off that gonad's face, okay? Meaning Peter Strzok. He was belligerent, and he was laughing at you and me and everyone listening to this.
I agree. I would have made him my sparring partner in my karate class.
There you go.
And by the way, Doug, little inside information here. I'm a third degree black belt. I'd love 30 seconds in the room with him. And you're right. I'd be good for 30 seconds too, but I could inflict a little damage in 30 seconds. Strzok deserves to have his nose put on the other side of his face. This man, well, let me back up. I don't want to advocate for violence. He should be in prison. And his little girlfriend, who looks like she should be wearing braces, she should be in prison too. And I'm talking about Paige.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, we know what she is. I guess it's just a matter of how much, as the old saying goes. But that's my personal opinion, by the way. And if that seems harsh, folks, look, we're talking about our national security. But what I learned from the Strzok hearing, or this open marathon convergence of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee and the House Judiciary Committee, this joint hearing, what I learned from this is, aside from the really great sounding sound bites, is the fact that that, as I mentioned before, for the first time ever under oath and publicly, was it admitted that the FBI or the Department of Justice, Bruce Orr, who was the number four guy at the Department of Justice, actually provided the FBI, not Strzok apparently, but someone within the FBI, gee, I don't know who that could be, counterintelligence division, with documents that really were the essence of the dossier. Now, it could have been the dossier itself or elements thereof, but nonetheless, the dossier that we know to be this debunked and discredited piece of garbage reporting opposition research by this equally piece of garbage Fusion GPS opposition research firm managed by Glenn Simpson and Thomas Caton, and I can't remember the other guy's name, but the three people that worked at the Wall Street Journal and other members. But the key takeaway here is the fact that we had a intelligence laundering operation, and that proved it. The when you go back in time, and people really have to understand the complexity. The plan, by the way, was simple. Well, the objective was simple: exonerate Clinton, impeach Trump, or prevent him from ever getting to the presidency. Failing that, discredit Donald Trump, create this false narrative, and then ultimately impeach him, take him out via the 25th Amendment, or by any means necessary. And that's still going on. And people better realize that he is under attack right now by the deep state, and he is being pummeled every single day. And it's the media as well that's part of this, the so-called self-proclaimed, self-righteous, sanctimonious, better than everyone else journalists, who are snot-nosed little dweebs, in my view, that are pushing this agenda. So this showed me that this verified this intelligence laundering system. The Strzok verified it. And let me tell you one other thing. It also told me that for all of the bluster and information that, oh, this legitimate spying operation for cause against Donald Trump began on July 31st, 2016, because there was some issue perhaps of Russian collusion, which, by the way, is not a crime. Conspiracy is, collusion is not. Collusion, however, is what's being used, and it's being conflated with conspiracy, but I digress. For all the talk that began on July 31st, 2016, it showed yesterday that the actual infiltration, deliberate setup, deliberate framing of Donald Trump began long before. As a matter of fact, I would even argue there's enough sufficient anecdotal information that this spying and the spying operation began days, maybe a week, being generous, after Donald Trump was confirmed. Well, no. After Donald Trump announced his candidacy, the opposition research began, and then it went into a different phase, like a hyper phase, after he was the presumptive Republican nominee. Then it went into another phase after he was the official Republican nominee. And it continued during the first year of his presidency. And, it continues today. And last week, on Friday, it was day number 540 of his presidency. Consider on Friday, July 13th, day 540 of the Donald Trump presidency, there were 442 days of the 540 under which Donald Trump has been investigated by the special counsel. Nothing has been found within this runaway multi-million dollar Hillary Clinton / Barack Obama operation. And the last thing I'll tell you about the Strzok Page hearings is that the objectives, by the way, you can shut me up anytime.
You're on a roll.
The objectives here. Okay. Well, the objectives were multiple, and this is what was brought out too by Jim Jordan and by Matt Gaetz. but specifically Jordan, and well, Jordan talked about the documents from Bruce Orr to Department of Justice number 4 DOJ to the FBI. But what the other part that was talked about was this was a Protect Hillary Clinton operation that Strzok was heading up. And people say, well, yeah, I know that. Well, no, you know, nothing has been verified until the Strzok hearing. This was verified through this idiot's own testimony. And by the way, while I'm talking about idiots, let me tell you something. Strzok, for those who didn't see this 10-hour marathon, and I've got it saved. I've got it. I went over it almost. I need duct tape because I've watched this now consistently. But here's the thing: when Strzok gave his opening statement, I could not believe. Applause broke out by the Democrats in the room, in the gallery, and some on the dais after his opening statement. And that, to me, just shows the hubris of these people. And the second thing I can't believe, that well, I shouldn't surprise me, I can't believe it. Look out. Look out at the dais, or look over the dais, or the bench. How many Democrats didn't even bother to show up? You got to be kidding me. We're talking about issues of national security, ostensibly, and these elected representatives don't even have the guts, time to show up. What's wrong with these people? And by the way, anyone listening to this is saying, well, you know, or making whatever excuses they might be making. I just got one question for you. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with the people who can't see what in the hell is going on in this country? What's wrong with the patriots who aren't, in my view, taking up pitchforks and torches surrounding the Capitol and saying, do your flipping job? Oh, and by the way, last week, Paige, 7 months, Lisa Page, the female half of this tryst between Strzok and Page, the Lois Lane of Strzok's Batman or Superman or whatever that cartoon is. All right? You and I, she was subpoenaed in December of 2017, 7 months ago. She was subpoenaed for Congress. Congress has done nothing to compel her testimony. And by the way, there are laws against that. For the purists out there, just check 2 USC section 192. That says that, hey, if you decide not to answer Congress's subpoena, then here's what we're going to do. We're going to fine you and toss you in a common jail. It's been on the books for years. Use your authority. So, I like the bluster. Trey Gowdy, God bless him. I like the bluster. Louie Gohmert, God bless him. But the bottom line is, use your authority and get some teeth. And by the way, I want to see some criminal referrals. Because here's the bottom line. People are resting, and I believe there are a lot of PSYOPs out there. I believe there are a lot of PSYOPs and LARPs, and you know what I'm talking about, folks. I'm not going to get into it. That's designed to distract and to keep you watching at the shiny trinkets that you know they dangle in front of your face. Now, we are done waiting. We are looking at a system that does not. We do not have a working justice system. We've got a broken justice system. We've got a weaponized justice system. And thanks to the legacy of corruption, deception, and deceit of Barack Hussein, Barry Satoru, can't get enough of coke, cigarettes, and the other C word, and it's not the female part, okay? And Michael Robinson, or whatever his name is, or her name is, because of these people, Valerie Jarrett, and their comrades, and I mean comrades, because of them, because of the acceleration under 8 years of chaos, this is what we're left with. So I don't know where I just went, but I just kind of went into a frenzied mode there, Dave. So I apologize for it. But look, this is this is beyond the pale right now, and people ought to be really, really hacked off at what's going on. That's all I've got to say, because this is intolerable. And you know what? For all the good, people say that a couple more things. Hopefully you don't mind me doing this monologue here.
No.
I've been saving up for you, man. I've been saving this up for you.
Well, I'm happy to just let you roll, because you're on a roll, and that's why you're here.
All right. By the way, I love Dave Hodges. I mean, Dave Hodges is every man. He just tells the truth, tells it like it is, and he lets me talk. And but here's President Trump has done more in 500 and some odd days than most presidents have done in their two and sometimes more than two terms, going back to FDR. But what I'm saying is, and he cannot get any respect from the media and from the from the people on his side. The biggest problem I see here, while I'm talking about this, the biggest problem I see here is not the obvious communists in government and in this press, the prostitutes, the whores for information. Excuse that expression, but that's what they are, for disinformation, who call us fake news, who decide to say, well, I'm a journalist and you're fake news, so I'm going to sue you for fake news, and I'm going to bankrupt you for fake news, and I'm going to make your life miserable for fake news. Jones is going through it. I'm going through it. Others are going through it. It's those people. I mean, it's the entirety of this deep state operation that wants to shut us down for talking about the truth. So, what I was starting out with was Donald Trump has done more, and you can look at the accomplishments. Meanwhile, they're saying, well, Obama, the most scandal-free administration, I wouldn't even call it administration, it's a regime to me. An administration means that there's some legitimacy, and in my view, there's no legitimacy to a Barack Hussein Obama presidency. Bottom line here is Donald Trump has done more than any other president during that 540 days while taking incoming, taking fire. Obama, they say, no, it's the least scandalous president in the world. Well, I'll tell you what, there are at least 44 scandals that went unreported by the media. How's that? Well, stick that in your pipe and smoke it to you numbskull liberals that don't have a brain cell working. So,
well, I got a good straw going for you there, Doug. I'm coming out with information probably about when this broadcasts on Sunday, and we're recording this late Friday afternoon prior to our Sunday show. And Peter, good old Peter, that FBI agent, spent 10 hours on Capitol Hill. You know who his daddy is? Have you heard this, Doug?
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, this is another who's your daddy. But here's who his daddy is. His daddy has been linked, and I've had this confirmed by one of my best sources as well, as an operational and funding cutout for the CIA in foreign construction projects. And his son, good old Peter, he's a liaison, a clandestine liaison between the FBI and CIA. Doesn't, you know, like I said, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, as they like to say. And they have connections to Russia. I'm coming out with all this.
So wait a minute. You're talking about Strux Papa?
Strux Papa, exactly right. Huh. And it started back in Vietnam, working for unknown companies with black op money. And a lot of this comes from the USAID, USAID records. Some of it comes from a little source here, a little source there in terms of what's printed. But I took it to my FBI source, Doug. It's someone who I've known for over 30 years. And this person has to be careful, because they only give me information that can be verified through open source intelligence on places like the net.
Sure,
and
sure.
They told me, and they said, you're going to find this, Dave. Search terms. Here are the search terms. And I went, and I've got it, buddy. Listen, we're talking about a man who he and his father were cutouts in illegal black operations for the CIA, and Peter is a liaison between the FBI clandestine operations and the CIA. So you talk about weaponized intelligence. I don't think you could have chosen a better descriptor term. And there's one other thing I wanted to respond to. And you brought this up very early in this interview, and very telling, Doug. You said communists, not social democrats, but communists. Well, you're right, and I'm going to refer to the documentary called Enemies Within with Trevor Loudon. This man went out, and he has people on tape, people who run the American Communist Party or front groups for the American Communist Party or the Muslim Brotherhood, naming people like Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid. You are so on the money with this. They are affiliated officially with front groups for the Muslim Brotherhood and the communists. And I've had it confirmed by Alan West, former congressman. He has the same number, 80 of them. And then I've talked with Cynthia McKinney, former congresswoman, 80 of them. They all say the same thing.
Pick me. Yeah. I'm sorry. I get excited because you're 100% accurate. Look, I wanted to say this. I'm sorry for interrupting you. Do you need to finish?
No. I'm
oh, okay. Okay, because I love this woman. She's a writer, Diana West. She wrote American Betrayal, and she picked up where M. Stanton Evans left off, all right? The background for what we're seeing, for what you just mentioned, the communization, I mean, the communists within, the enemy within, the documentation that she provided is second to none. That, by the way, for those listening, is how I love this woman. You know, I love her intellectual product, okay? So what you just said rings so true, and I want to remind people that within Congress, within the branch, the legislative branch of our government, you've got the congressional, you've got the House Freedom Caucus, of course, but on the other side of that, you've got the progressive or congressional progressive caucus. Now, you just mentioned 80. I don't know if you're referring to Congress people or whatever, or in toto, but look, the Congressional Progressive Caucus is aligned and supported by the Revolutionary Communist Party USA, Democratic Socialists of America, Communist Party USA, Congressional Progressive Caucus, Communist Party USA, Sanders, the Socialist for President, Communist Party USA, and oh, by the way, Hillary Clinton, supported by the Workers People Daily, the Workers Daily and the Communist Party USA. So, when you look at the roadmap of the resistance, the hashtag resistance, Antifa, you look at the infiltration into our government, you're looking at a fully blown communist collectivist agenda. And that's what people have to understand. It's good versus evil, and I'm not pulling any punches here. When Sheila Jackson Lee or Kevin Keith Ellison get up or name one of the congressional progressive caucus members, they're flipping communists. They want communists in this country, and communists and technocracy, as Patrick Wood talks about, is the lifeblood of this global governance.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're right.
The more, so anyways, I had to throw that in there.
You're right. I'm glad you brought up Pat Wood's work. By the way, I was a big fan of Pat Wood as a young adult when he wrote that book, Trilaterals Over Washington, co-authored with the late Anthony Sutton. And this is what's great about this business. I admire people like you, Steve, and Pat, and then I got into this business. Now I'm colleagues. How cool is that? But nonetheless, when we take a look at what Pat Wood said, technocracy is communism, and this is why these bastards are embracing Agenda 21 to the hilt.
You know, that is so true. And boy, you get down that rabbit hole, and I know you've gone down that rabbit hole. Man, I don't know. You need a GPS flashlight and a rope tied to your butt to get out of that rabbit hole. Let me tell you, because it's so deep, it's so twisted and convoluted. And part of that, too, is the 5G network. This people have got to understand how far down the road we are. And I think most of your listeners do. For the new listeners, of course, just pick up Enemies Within or take a look at Enemies Within. And all of the other various sources and resources that Dave Hodges offers. And I got to say this, we had the privilege of attending the Red Pill Expo, or not me personally, but I had sent a crew out there to interview the Red Pill Expo, Patrick Wood and Lord Christopher Monken and all the other people that were speaking there. And I got to tell you, the awakening, the red pilling of America, it's occurring, but it's not occurring fast enough. So everyone listening to this, if you do want, folks, everyone listening to this, do me one favor. Tell someone close to you, a colleague, a family member, a friend, or put, you know, whatever, about the Dave Hodges Show, because this is where you're going to get information. And if you want to, about our show, too. But the bottom line is we need to educate people about how far gone we are. And if we don't turn it around now, I mean, we might be past the point of no return. Bottom line, though, is you're either going to die fighting it, or you're going to die as a consequence of it. If you don't die naturally in between. You've got to make your choice.
I just wrote an article, Doug, and I'm going to release it the day before this broadcast, which today is, like I said, Friday the 13th. Ooh, how appropriate is that? And it's coming out on Saturday. And I'm going to comment on it on the show on Sunday. And it parallels what you're saying. I went through and I drew from some academic educational studies about what people know. And the gross ignorance is incredible. I mean, 3/4 of the people can't find Afghanistan on a map. 60% can't find England. Over 55% can't name who the vice president is. I mean, I could go on and on and on with this. But it's like we're trying to educate the public. And I feel a lot of the times that we're really kind of preaching to the choir. And we got to hope the choir can convince the more ignorant members of their family. I mean, that's where we're at. And here's the question I raised in the article. Are we past the point of confrontation, and should we now be evolving into adaptation? How is it best to survive in this new regime?
Ooh. My brother, I ain't adapting to nothing. Okay, adaptation is off the table for me. Not now, if that's what you meant.
But let me tell you what the alternative is, because there's corollaries to this that I put into the article.
Okay.
If you're not going to adapt, then you've got to look at the fact that you're probably going to die. Those FEMA camps are being ramped up, and without going conspiratorial here in this show and going off the beaten path for our intended interview, the Walmarts are being converted. Todd Waite sent me pictures of the Army Corps of Engineers outside of Walmart near where he lives. We know what's going on with several Walmarts, for example. I've detailed what's gone on with shopping malls. But enough said on that. If the liberals ever get total control of this government, and right now they're not far away. They need a few votes in the Senate. They need maybe a dozen votes in the House, and they need to capture the presidency. And if they do, Doug, I'm going to go back to the man who launched Barack Obama's political career, and his name is Bill Ayers, when he was the head of the Weatherman Underground, and he was asked by the late Larry Grathwals, FBI special informant, what will you do when you win? When you take over and the communists finally win, what will you do? And Larry quoted him in a video that has now been scrubbed by YouTube, and Larry said that Ayers said, well, we'll probably have to incarcerate in re-education camps. And that was his phrase, re-education camps. 50 million Americans. And we'll probably have to do away with, meaning murder, over 25 million of them. Doug, this is what's coming if we don't get off our you-know-whats and do what needs to be done. Because then it's going to be about adaptation. How are you going to stay alive? Or are you going to die in your driveway?
Amen. Look, I'll tell you one thing, and this might sound like bravado. I'm not dying on my knees. I'll die on my feet first with my boots on.
I hear you.
You know, and I know all of us. I know most of us listening would do the same thing. Speaking of Larry Grothwell, by the way, I had talked with him. We had a lot of conversations off air, and I think we might have been one of the last ones to interview him before he passed away. And our off-air conversations troubled me a lot, given the fact that he knew that he was being targeted. I know he had some health issues, but I just even to this day wonder about the death of Larry Grothwell. But that aside,
he was murdered. Listen, have you talked to his daughter?
No, I have not, and that's been for a reason, but I have not, no.
Okay, but his daughter said she believed there was foul play. I believe there was foul play. I mean, come on, look, this is still going on today. The couple in New Jersey, their home's blown up. Their home blown up. I mean, nothing left standing, and they're supposed to give grand jury testimony on the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation the next day. How many times?
Wait a second! I checked Snopes. That's fake, man. It's fake news. Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
Snopes is for dopes. I'm sorry. It is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, you bring up a great point. How many more have to die? Look, 35 around that is an investigator years. Questions about Hillary Clinton. Look at the body count surrounding her with respect to the people that she knows. And one might say, well, she knows a lot of people, so exponentially stats are going to go up. No, that's BS. Look at the pedophiles surrounding, convicted pedophiles surrounding the same people. There's something wrong with this picture. It doesn't take a detective to know. And you point this out. By the way, that couple that you mentioned in New Jersey, Saturday morning, 6:15, kaboom, windows broken all across the block, and the mattress in a tree. What the heck? And right away they came out and said, looks to me like just act like an accident. And then, you know, speaking of that, Jim Jordan's nephew, that car accident. When Jim Jordan, right along the time Jim Jordan was being, and still is being accused of hiding sexual abuses when he was involved in the college sports stuff. This to me, I mean, the stops have been pulled out, and it's even more overt and less hidden than it was before. And they're getting away with it because people are buying this hook, line, and sinker that this is just conspiracy theory. And by the way, I am so sick and tired of the phrase fake news. I'm so sick and tired of conspiracy theory, that phrase.
We were going to sign a contract for to do these podcasts on a large company, and they had fake news in the contract. We refused to sign it. You see, what I do, Doug, and what you do to some degree, less than I do, but what I do is I take an existing factual event, here's documentation, and then I'm going to give you my take on it, my opinion, but I put hypertext links in there to show you my opinion has some basis in fact. I'm not even reporting news that's new. I'm reporting what exists, and then I'm giving you my opinion that's documented. And people like YouTube are employing Wikipedia to now tell you whether or not this is fake news. Let me tell you something, Doug. I've taught at the post-secondary level, at the graduate level. I used to help graduate students complete their dissertations. In other words, I'm a research specialist. I'm an expert in the field. We, at the undergraduate level, in our 100 level classes, in any college I've ever taught in, and I've been in three, we did not allow students ever to use a Wikipedia source, ever, because it's garbage. It's bullshit. And,
right.
And YouTube is using this as a verification mechanism to determine authoritative news. Wikipedia is people's opinion.
Exactly.
They're going to tell me my opinion is fake news. See, this is what I'm saying. They're not saying Dave Hodges and Doug Hagman's news is fake. But they're basically saying is our opinion, they've given it a new name, fake news.
Exactly. Well, you're not allowed to have an opinion. We are not allowed to have opinions anymore, or certainly not express them, based on everything I've seen. And you've done a great job. Your articles are fantastic. I recommend everyone go to your website to look at your articles, read them, and digest them, because you've been far ahead of the curve for a long time. And I look forward to each article that you do publish, and I'm not blowing smoke up your butt. I don't do that. I don't have to do it, and I just don't. They speak for themselves, and they're very well sourced. And I've never seen someone jump through so many hoops to verify information as you do through the citations and endnotes. So thank you for doing that. But
well,
you know, it's
I appreciate that. But Doug, let me tell you what I've been on here, and I just want to get your take on it. I've been all over this Kavanaugh thing, and I've taught body language as a subset of undergraduate classes I've taught, you know, in the social sciences. I know about this. This is my academic background. Research, stat, psychology, sociology, that's my academic background. And when I look at body language, I just wanted to give you, I wrote an article on this, and it's out on Steve Quayle's site and my site. It came out Friday before this interview airs, 2 days before. And I did a side-by-side analysis of President Trump's introduction of Gorsuch and his nomination, and of Kavanaugh and his nomination, and night and day, buddy. And I broke it down into simple, you know, basically layman's terms. And I'll tell you what, Kavanaugh was forced on Trump. And I just wonder, what have you done on Kavanaugh? Have you dug on him? Because I've started to dig, and man, I'm pulling up deep state roots like crazy.
You know, I haven't. I have not gone where you've gone. I've read some things that were sent to me. Of course, Vince Foster being one of them. The conversation between Reed Irvine and Kavanaugh that was being recorded without Kavanaugh's knowledge initially. And you know, I can't authenticate that, but apparently there was some slow walking and some stuff with respect to the Vince Foster investigation, at least on Kavanaugh's part, during his time. I believe it was with I don't recall what yeah. Body.
Well, we don't need to have a one-sided, no permission recording. He simply came in midstream and rubber stamped the cover up that was going on. We don't even have to. It's a simple, superficial. You don't even really need to have a documentation. I don't need the hypertext link. The man was on the commission that was investigating Vince Foster's death, and he rubber stamped all the BS that had gone on before. Plain and simple. You can commit suicide with a non-dominant hand. The gun can be right next to your body, and your glasses are still on your head. And you're sitting in an upright position. I mean, come on. Really?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And if I could throw this in, I mean, look, I've been to Fort Marcy Park. I was there, I don't know, shortly after, a year or two thereabouts, sometimes after his alleged suicide. I looked at the crime scene. I had done some other interviews and such. I will tell you this, there are books out there who say, well, he did commit suicide, but the body was moved. What a bunch of bunk that is. And the very people who are writing these books, in my view anyway, this is my personal opinion, are doing so to hide the fact of the homicide and the actors therein. So, but anyway, yeah, you know, Kavanaugh, so... You know, the other thing I come back to is, thank God Hillary Clinton didn't get to make the pick. Now, that does not absolve Kavanaugh's problems, but do you think he'll be true to the Constitution?
No. He's deep state all the way.
Okay.
He's compromised. You know how J. Edgar Hoover was compromised because of his gambling addiction all those decades, and he said, hey, the mafia doesn't exist, and the mafia was giving him drag queen parties, and we all know that's true now. I mean, it's come out. Okay, you can be compromised with gambling debts. These credit card debts of Kavanaugh are huge, huge. And he's not even telling the truth on his judicial disclosure forms how much it is. One time he'll say it's $60,000, the other time he'll say it's $200,000. And I wrote an article and I said, well, Judge, which is it? Is it 60 or 200? When you are in that much debt, Okay, you can be a really bad money manager, and I don't think that's a disqualification to be on the Supreme Court. You can be crappy with money, but still make good judicial rulings. But that's not what's at issue here. He's been in the business of trying to cover it up, and the Washington Post is out in front of this. Before it becomes a nomination issue, they already published an article saying, well, it might have been a concern, but it's not any longer. He only got the debt, acquired this debt, $200,000, to take his friends to Washington Nationals baseball games. And now his friends have all paid him back, so the issue's gone away. Are you kidding me? I have never heard such a load of Bravo Sierra in my whole life. And the mainstream media is getting out in front of this, Doug. This man's compromised. And when he's on the bench, if they don't like a ruling he's going to make or they think he might make, they're going to basically use his gambling history against him. I guarantee he's either a gambler or it's the sex clubs. But my preference, when I look at his, him and his background, I think he's a gambler. He's a compulsive gambler.
Okay. You know, in all fairness, I'll defer to you on this because I have not looked, again, I've not looked at his background with the exception of that one instance I spoke of. And very, very, very good. I'm just concerned. What we need to do, and I think I think Donald Trump will probably have the opportunity for one, if not two more, depending on his how long Donald Trump lasts. But my concern is the Constitution. It remains the law of the land, and it's unchanged from its intent.
Well,
and
we're behind 5-4 now, my friend.
I know.
I'm going to be happy to share with you real details on what I'm finding out with Kavanaugh. This is a bad man, and his wife is a Bush crony. In fact, the Bushes and the Kavanaughs are best friends. I've documented that as well. Doug, my friend, we are out of time. I knew this would go fast, too fast.
Oh, come on, man. Come on.
Okay, we got 30 seconds for you to tell my audience how they can follow all your good work.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, Dave.
It's our pleasure.
And I cannot thank you enough. Folks, Dave Hodges, a good man, a good friend of the program, my program, Hageman Report, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Global Star Radio Network, YouTube, and Blog Talk Radio. By the way, I've got a morning show every morning, every weekday morning at 9 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to HagemanReport.com. That's HagemanReport.com, and you'll see it right there. That's the main portal to everything, Doug Hageman. And I just want to say thank you so much for giving me, allowing me the opportunity to be on with you. It's an honor, really is a distinct honor, and I appreciate you.
Yes, it's our pleasure, Doug, and the respect is very mutual. I want you to hang on with me just for a second here after I sign off, which is what we got to do now. Everybody, thanks for joining us tonight. It's been awesome having you guys here. Go out and have a great week. God bless.